This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Right now, as we keep seeing the news about poll counting shenanigans and defective voting machines that lean Democrat, dead voters, fraud at the post office, etc., the Democrats, rather than assuaging people's concerns by welcoming investigation, are telling Trump supporters that they're crazy lunatics and that Biden will be forcibly escorting Trump from the White House. From this craziness, two ideas have emerged. First, that a secret supercomputer is manipulating votes for Biden. Second, that the whole election is a giant sting. First theory may be correct. The second may not be. And the first theory holds the Democrats are hacking the election using a supercomputer system called the Hammer. A CIA contractor named Dennis Montgomery created the system, and the Obama and Biden administration already weaponized it in 2012. The Hammer has an application called the Scorecard that invisibly tampers with computers when election data gets transferred from one computer system to another. The Hammer is a counterintelligence surveillance program used to spy on activities on protected networks, like voting machines, without detection, while Scorecard is a vote manipulation application that changes votes during transfer. It's the least detectable form of election manipulation because it works during data transfer between voting stations and data storage hubs. Unless both sides are looking for irregularities, it is impossible to catch. If nefarious forces had people on one side or the other or both during data transfer, it cannot be exposed. What happened in Michigan and Wisconsin have all the trademarks of a hammer and scorecard operation. Now, my first thought when I heard this was, this is the craziest thing. And there's no way to prove it. Too far-fetched. And how we're going to use this to make sense about the election. But now we have Sidney Powell that's out there, and she is pretty sure that Hammer and Scorecard are gaming the election for Biden, changing 3% of the vote in Biden's favor. And we get this from some Twitter source, Kyle Becker. This is extremely disturbing. High-powered attorney at Sidney Powell 1 has dropped this bombshell. There's evidence that election software Hammer and Scorecard changed 3% of pre-election digital votes nationwide, enough to be a game changer for Biden. Now, according to what I understand, Sidney Powell is so much smarter than most people in America when it comes to this kind of thing that I don't even know how to quantify it. So if she believes that this is something that has happened, I'm going to take the claim seriously. Then there's some emails out there saying that Steve Pexenik is alleging that this entire election has been a Trump-staged sting operation. There are QFS blockchain encryption code markings on ballots, he says, making it possible for a cadre of patriotic insiders to track them. Once again, we're back in the science fiction realm. But it seems that the technology is real. But while I do believe Sidney Powell, I'm less inclined to believe Pexenik's claim. His bio shows him to be an oddball character who has past connections to the deep state and a flair for self-advertisement. Pexenik's work in the deep state argues for his knowledge about these things, but his questionable claims about himself as well as his career in science fiction writing hint at a fantasist. It'd be nice to have a little more corroboration about that. Would I like to believe his claim? Well, sure. There are way too many anomalies in this election for any person to trust what's happening. It would be comforting to know that Trump's four-dimensional chess skills have resulted in him six steps ahead of the Democrats. The problem is that Trump is currently acting embattled, rather than as if he's in the catbird seat. I'd like to see an air of confidence now, because that would seem to confirm Peck Zenick's claim. And wouldn't it be stupendous if all of this nightmare was really a gigantic sting aimed at exposing once and for all the corruption of the Democrat Party, the deep state, the media, and the tech oligarchs? I just love that idea. That just kills me just thinking about it. That hammer and scorecard. Now let's think about that for a minute. While we've been being told all this time that this was happening and this was an operation and that was an operation, then we have this popping up. And Sidney Powell, she told Fox News' Maria Bartiromo that when the fraud took place where they were flipping votes in the computer system or adding votes that did not exist, we need an audit of all the computer systems that played any role in this fraud whatsoever. Now, the Michigan Secretary of State has disputed such claims about a glitch in Antrim County, saying they have no merit and the error was accidental, adding that the equipment and software did not malfunction and all ballots were properly tabulated. Powell said Biden was right when he claimed to have the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of politics. And she said, this all had to be planned, Maria. They had the algorithms, they had the paper ballots waiting to be inserted if and when needed, and notably President Trump's vote in the blue states went up enormously. That's when they had to stop the vote count, go in and replace votes for Biden and take away Trump votes. Bartiromo pointed out that some of the election day glitches that occurred in a software program came from Dominion voting systems, which also has some Democratic ties. She said, I've never seen voting machines stop in the middle of an election, stop down and assess the situation. I also see reports that Nancy Pelosi's longtime chief of staff is the key executive of that company, referring to Nadeem El-Shami, who became a lobbyist for Dominion last year. Richard Bloom, Senator Feinstein's husband, significant shareholder of that company, the Fox News host added, what can you tell us about the interest on the other side of the Dominion software? Ms. Powell said, obviously, they have invested in it for their own reasons and are using it to commit this fraud to steal votes. Sidney Powell was also the lead attorney for retired General Michael Flynn. She said, I think they've stolen them from other Democrats in their own party, and who should be outraged with this also. Bernie Sanders might very well have been the Democratic candidate, but they've stolen it from whomever they wanted to steal from. Now, this is really the deep state. This is really the deep state in play. And this has to be gotten. We need to get to the bottom of this. We absolutely need to get to the bottom of it. And at the same time, if we find that there is, you know, when we locate this hammer and scorecard, well, we probably need to take it offline. Because I can't imagine what the use of that would be in any other way. While we're out here bemoaning the fact that other nations try to take part in our elections and interfere in them, maybe we should stop interfering in theirs. Is that what this is being used for? And since, you know, Bernie Sanders, are you going to ask any questions about this? You going to bring this up? You know, it happened again. It happened to you twice. It's happened to you twice. It happened to you against Biden. It happened to you against Clinton. Maybe you take a look at that. I don't know, Bernie. I don't know. The hammer and scorecard. Such an interesting time to be alive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. Businesses in major American cities like New York, L.A., Washington, D.C., they erected plywood barricades for fear of Election Day violence. To observers in other countries, the picture of boarded-up businesses looked like they came from the third world. To historians, the pictures looked like they were taken from a country descending into tyranny. We all know who those barriers were built to defend against. They weren't built to defend against Tea Partiers. They weren't built to defend against Proud Boys. They were built to defend against Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups who Joe Biden has repeatedly refused to condemn despite their coordinated violence and property destruction. Shortly before the election, Biden tweeted that he would ban assault weapons, implement universal background checks, and enact other alleged common sense gun reform laws. If he proves the victor, and the Democrats win the remaining races in Georgia, America will see an unprecedented assault on the Second Amendment. A Biden Department of Justice would try to bankrupt gun manufacturers in court, and gun confiscation would be on the table, given that Biden has promised to put Beto O'Rourke, who famously said, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s, in charge of his administration's gun policies. Fortunately, over the last 6 months, gun sales, especially to first-time gun buyers, have shattered all historic records. And this is because, for hundreds of thousands of Americans, 2020 has settled the gun control arguments they hear so often in the media. The question, what could anyone need an AR-15 for, has been answered by images of store owners standing guard against a mob with that gun as their neighbor's business is burned to the ground. The argument that people should rely on the police for protection has been countered by the reality that in major American cities, our elected officials proactively refuse to allow the police to enforce the law. This wasn't a matter of the police getting there moments too late. What we saw was elected officials refusing to allow police to enforce the law because they agreed with the political aims of the violent mob. As they march through these streets and getting there, they shout, this is what democracy looks like. But anyone who's taken more than an hour study in world history knows that violent mobs marching with the approval of a political party that aims to disarm its citizens is what fascism looks like, and what communism looks like, and what tyranny looks like. Our founding fathers placed the right to keep and bear arms second just after the right to freedom of speech and peaceful assembly in the Bill of Rights because they studied enough history to know what tyrannical governments can and will do to an unarmed populace. And because of this, America has never descended into the totalitarian horrors experienced by our counterparts in Russia, Germany, France, and China. Second Amendment is not, of course, the sole reason why we have been exceptional in this regard. We have a separation of powers, checks and balances, emphasis on federalism and decentralization, combined with a citizenry that prided themselves on temperance, prudence, hard work, and the fear of God, all taken together, that have been a bulwark against tyranny. Unfortunately, as has long been the case in other countries, there is now a powerful force working its way through our government that sees all of these civic institutions and virtuous dispositions as problems that has to be eradicated on the road to utopia. Now, unless President Trump's legal challenges succeed in exposing sufficient fraud to swing the election back his way, the question of whether America will have divided government or single-part control will hinge on Georgia's Senate runoffs. And if either Democrat candidate wins, then the Democrats will control all three branches of government. And from that will flow much else, especially the security of America's Second Amendment rights. But ultimately, these rights don't come from the federal government. They come from God, and if not secured by the government, must be preserved by a vigilant citizenry. It would be far easier for a Biden administration to inhibit gun sales than for a gun czar, Beto O'Rourke, to actually make good on his promise to confiscate them. Still, with so much hanging in the balance, and some Americans having seen that their government might not just fail to protect them, but actually help facilitate violence and destruction for political purposes, I believe that one certain project we can make at this time is that gun sales between today and January 20th will reach unprecedented levels. I know people that have said we wouldn't fight. I know people that have said that's not who we are. That's not what we are. I know people that think this and believe this. And I also know people that there is a pathway for them to commit. And therein lies the problem. Committing. In the military, whenever you're doing some sort of a task, like jumping out of a plane, you have to commit. Propelling out of a helicopter, you have to commit. When you're climbing an obstacle, you have to commit. Lots of things you have to do to commit to. Some are more extreme than others. All of them are designed for you to feel success if you simply let go of your fear. Some people don't understand what that means. When somebody discovers, I can commit if I let go of my fear, and I go out there and I do what needs to be done. Now, I'm not talking about somebody being foolhardy or something like that, but I'm talking about people getting out there and saying, all right, let's go. Like those people on Flight 93 who decided that this plane they were on was not going to be one that attacked the United States, that they were going to stop this attack. And even though they knew what this meant, even though they knew it meant their lives were about to be over in minutes, they let go of their fear and they committed. And they succeeded. That's not something that can be taught. It's something that has to be experienced. I don't think anybody on the other side has ever experienced that before. If not, well, they got a problem. They got a big problem. And we'll see. I'll talk about the other. I'll bring up the other thing, the other elephant in the room. When we get back, this is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is firing his defense secretary, Mark Esper. The president tweeting that Esper has been terminated effective immediately. He thanked him for his service. The president announcing that Christopher Miller will be acting defense secretary. Miller had been director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Although Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden declared himself the victor in the 2020 election, Trump campaign spokesman Kayleigh McEnany says,
"Election is not over. Far from it. We have only begun the process of obtaining an accurate, honest vote count. We are fighting for the rights of all Americans who want to have faith and confidence not only in this election, but in the many elections to come."
USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. USA Radio News. Now that the election is over and votes are continuing to be counted across the country, Congress can get back to work and there is a sense of urgency to get another stimulus package done by the end of the year. As far as what sort of package we will see, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona believes...
You might get something out. I would suspect it's going to be narrower than Speaker Pelosi wants, which is still about $2.5 trillion. I think it's going to probably be closer to several hundred billion dollars that go to PPP and EIDL loans. I think that's probably where you're going to end up.
Congressman Biggs speaking on Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona. The PPP and EDL loans are meant to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic. It's a big day on Wall Street after news that Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is more than 90% effective. The Dow finishing up 834 points to finish at 29,157. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. So then, I'm going to try to be careful here. Not because I'm afraid of what I might say. And not because I might be afraid I'm going to say something I don't mean. I don't want to say something that my producer has to dump. I want to remain family friendly if I can. In Groundhog Day, Bill Murray tells Phil the Groundhog, don't drive angry. Speaking when angry is okay. Speaking with disgust, it may be somewhat different. So if you pick up any subliminal messages, well, most of them are probably going to be on accident, but you'll never know. Whatever ends up happening with the challenges in the election and the media called it for Biden, and in between the time this, you know, I'm talking about this and, you know, and tomorrow, a million other accusations will have flown. I called for this to be a landslide. And I was correct if things had been done on the up and up. So, Trump in a landslide is not a lie. But all of this stuff, none of this stuff that I'm going through right now is designed to get you to click on anything or buy anything. For the last few days, I've actually had a little bit of problems. During the weekend, I had a few problems trying to figure out what to talk about, as everybody's trying to absorb what's going on right now. And I noticed that the leftists, as they always do, show the world who they really are. And it was disgusting. And it also made my choice very easy. The conservative blogger at the Washington Post, a troll named Jennifer Rubin, tweeted the thing about NER now promoting rejection. We have a list. The leftists love their list, don't they? Then AOC chimed in. She got a list. To put it as someone might tweet it, Rubin and AOC can't understand normal things. Not to be outdone, that group, formed by former Pete Buttigieg staffers, decided they wanted to make their own list because when a dumb idea occurs to one leftist, it occurs to them all, and they started the Trump Accountability Project. Anybody ever notice that once when somebody puts out one thing, it takes on a life of its own? Then we have 50 of them. The idea behind this is a simple totalitarian philosophy that inspired it. An enemy's list to hunt and hound anyone who supported Trump the way a celebrity stalker just can't get over the fact that the object of their desire has no idea that they exist. And they use, they said, we must never forget those who furthered the Trump agenda, which is pretty sick use of Holocaust language there, but leftists always love to embrace subtly their history. And remember what they said now, we should welcome in our fellow Americans with whom we differ politically, as they magnanimously allow some of us to live, at least until the first round of purges are done. But those who took a paycheck from the Trump administration should not profit from their efforts to tear our democracy apart. The world should never forget those who, when faced with the decision, chose to put their money, their time, and their reputations behind separating children from their families, encouraging racism and anti-Semitism, and negligently causing the unnecessary loss of life and economic devastation from our country's failed response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Didn't we listen to Fauci, the same guy that Biden intends to hire and run, even though he's going to out-Fauci, I think? If you think improperly, the left will come for you the second they get a whiff of power. And they've decided who to target. Individuals who worked for Trump for president campaign, Republican National Committee, worked in any role, blah, 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 blah. Thousands upon thousands of Americans targeted for destruction for working toward a goal the Democrats deem unacceptable. And do you think they'll stop there? Why, no. Of course not. What does that say about Joe Biden that former campaign staffers for someone under serious consideration for a cabinet position in a potential administration would advocate and assemble a list of unacceptable people whose lives must be ruined for the sin of taking a job? And these people is who the leftists are. The ultimate inconformists, hell-bent on dominance and destruction of anyone that they deem to be unacceptable. Whether it's in Moscow, Berlin, Beijing, or anywhere else progressive power has been flexed since it leaped from academia to the realm of politics, they love their lists. And you never want to be on one of them. And it starts off with harassment, but it never ends there. Geography doesn't matter. Ideas do. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to have somebody on the show. Who's been on the show before? I'm going to have a dude named Rob Pincus. He is an instructor. He has run something called the Personal Defense Network and ICE. And he has a reputation everywhere. He has skewed political since Trump has been in office. He used not to want to go political at all. And for him, certain things were perfectly acceptable. And I think part of the problem with him and other people that think that adopt these thought patterns in their head is that they fail to look at the left and see them for who they tell us that they are. Because when they're telling us who they are, we don't need to sit back there and make this this is not something to debate. You know, take them for their word. They are aptly demonstrating that this is their intention. This is what they're going to do. This is what they want to do. And, that's all there is to it. It's not that complicated. Here's the other thing. And this is the other thing that this is where I'm at. For a Second Amendment advocate, it's actually pretty black and white. And this is why I like today's Supreme Court. Because originalists don't have to be gun people to be an originalist. They look at the text, and they make a determination based upon the text. They look at the vernacular of the time, and they say this is what they meant when they were saying this. And then we get the Heller decision, and then we get the McDonald decision. And should there be a President Biden? Of course, all of these things that we're talking about that he wants to do, assault weapons bans and all these other things, most of them will be killed in the Supreme Court, we think. And that's where the problem comes in. When these people get in there and want to try. The rest of politics has this nuance involved. While everybody's out there expecting whoever gets into office to be perfect, there are no perfect politicians. They all miss something. And in the case of Trump, a lot of people are sitting around going, hey, you weren't pro-gun enough. But these, you know, that's the same thing as saying that he's a racist or a misogynist or this is or whatever. You know, where did that come from? And where, the other thing they always say is, you know, if you get out there and say there's voter fraud going on, they're like, what's the evidence? Well, where's the evidence that he's a racist? Give me some. Give me an example. Dude can't stand to not be on TV. I'm sure there's a TV example of it somewhere. So, yeah, that's coming tomorrow. Second hour tomorrow. So tune in for that. You'll probably enjoy that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Tomorrow's show is going to have, we're going to start out with Super Dave, and then, of course, we're going to go to Rob Pincus, and then we're going to go to Paloma Capana, and Paloma has a bunch of things that are coming up that only, you know, she broke it to me, and I was like, be on the show with me tomorrow, please. So that's all happening tomorrow. On Saturday, when rallies were scheduled to take place in key battleground states to demand only legal votes were counted, the major networks announced Biden-Harris were the winners. They still think they call it. And Fox, they think they called it. They don't get to call it. On December 14th, electors chosen by state legislators cast their vote. No one else but the state legislators have that right. Certainly not the press, not the state boards of election, secretaries of state, governors, or courts. They have reason to believe the elections in their states were unlawfully conducted and the results fraudulent. They can act to override them. And there is a detailed history of that section of the Constitution. The Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Pennsylvania legislatures are majority Republican. At first glance, these states, particularly in the precincts in Milwaukee, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia, are the most suspect. Is there ample evidence of fraud sufficient to have altered the will of the legal voters in these states? Well, it sure looks that way. Saturday, Rudy Giuliani conducted a press conference in Philadelphia in which he brought forward some of the 50 Republican poll watchers who will testify in a civil rights suit to be filed in federal court tomorrow. And I'm presuming that is, in fact, tomorrow, that despite state law and a court order, they were deprived of a right to observe the counting of the sea of late-coming absentee ballots, which turned the tide against the president, who had closed Tuesday night by a huge margin. Preliminarily, those were 500,000 mail-in ballots, the most fraud-susceptible kind. He indicated similar affidavits were being collected by Republican poll watchers in Pittsburgh involving an approximate 300,000 absentee ballots. He noted there was evidence of backdating of the ballots to meet a deadline and utter lack of security for these ballots, and there were other infirmities as well, including votes by dead people, including Joe Frazier, the former world heavyweight boxing champion who died 5 years ago, that the uniform votes in these batches for Biden were statistically impossible. To give you some sense of what I'm talking about. In Pennsylvania, there was a tranche, as they call it, of 138,000 votes. If that existed and turned up in Cuba, some of those votes would have gone for somebody other than Castro. That is a statistical fact. Pennsylvania was not the only state in which the Trump team was receiving this kind of information. We saw this in Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina, and anticipated the challenge might well involve more than Pennsylvania as the evidence is coming in. Coming from Kyle Baker on Twitter, swing state voting irregularities. Biden outperforms senators in swing states, underperforms in Virginia, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. Biden underperforms Hillary/Obama in cities, except in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin. Biden mail-in dumps with 100% margins. GOP loses zero House races. That doesn't happen. When the guy at the head of the ticket is losing, you are losing. We're not privy to what steps the FBI is taking nationwide, but there is confirmation that they are investigating backdating of ballots in Detroit, and Attorney General William Barr has authorized deployment of armed agents to observe recounts. The only time in the process agents can go in is after the voting, when the votes are being canvassed and tabulated. The Supreme Court has issued a temporary order in Pennsylvania requiring them to separate all ballots which arrived after Election Day. And we get this. In October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court granted a 3-day extension for mail-in ballot counting. The decision was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in a 4-4 ruling, a vote shy of the 5 votes needed to grant a stay. Split ruling came just days before Amy Coney Barrett joined the bench. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling in October allows ballots to be counted as long as they are postmarked by November the 3rd or in cases where the postmark isn't legible. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has also ruled that mail-in ballots cannot be thrown out when the signature on the ballot clearly doesn't match the signature on the voter's application. If the court had applied the Constitution, we would not have this going on, for it's clear under Article 1, Section 4, that the Pennsylvania court had no constitutional power to change the times, methods, and procedures of elections. This willful deprivation and defrauding of the state residents of what should be a fair and impartially conducted election constitutes a criminal offense. But should Biden be declared the winner, the U.S. attorneys in Philadelphia, Atlanta, Detroit, and Milwaukee have about 10 weeks in which to initiate fraud cases that the attorney general could pass on to a special counsel he designates. Apart from federal litigation, investigations, and prosecutions, the states involved themselves can and should look into these claims of fraud and interference. In Wisconsin, the Speaker of the House has directed an investigation into mail-in ballot dumps and voter fraud. Pennsylvania has subpoenaed election officials. In Texas, a social worker has been charged with falsifying 134 votes of people in state hospitals. And, this is with the ballots, okay? This doesn't have anything to do with hammer scorecard. But I'm sure there's other cases like this pending. It's difficult to prove that the fraud you can find in such a short time frame was sufficient to so substantially affect the election that it must be redone. But that doesn't mean it's undoable. But it would be wonderful if there were a simpler way of documenting widespread fraud than these. And there's two claims. The first is that the DHS printed all the ballots using a secret infrared watermark, so all the manufactured ballots would be easily detected. That's nonsense. This would be impossible, and DHS has already debunked it. Ballots carry not only the top of the ticket, but countless local candidates and initiatives, and they are printed and distributed locally. Second claim was made on Friday by General Michael Flynn's lawyer, Sidney Powell, on Lou Dobbs' show that there is a likelihood that 3% of the vote total was changed digitally by using the Hammer program and the software program scorecard. It doesn't seem that implausible when it was proven that a computer glitch in Michigan had switched thousands of Trump votes to Biden votes. The computers need to be checked in all of the districts in Michigan and in the disputed battleground states, which all use the same program from an outfit called Dominion. Powell says all of this can be documented, and the case on computer falsifying results will be filed in federal court in multiple states to enjoin the certification of an election result. And if the Trump team can prove the tallies were changed digitally, it has its easiest, fastest route to enjoin certification of the results. What if there's no winner by Inauguration Day? And there's a lot of assertions that in such case, Nancy Pelosi will be the interim president. No, should that eventuality occur, the House votes for an interim president and the Senate for an interim vice president. The House votes are by state, one vote each, and the Republicans hold a majority of 26 states. Our founders were geniuses, never forget that. Aftermath, Iowa Hawk, who seemingly hates all politicians, is quite correct. Trump loses. Pelosi and Schumer face insurrection after election disaster. The squad is now radioactive. Polling industry is dead. Silicon Valley torches $5 billion for absolutely nothing. Fox News beheaded by their own viewers. My God, it's like the Red Wedding. Remember this, reality exists, but we prioritize what parts of it we react to. But that is more to do with our prejudices and has little bearing on the real importance. Pessimism or optimism not only illuminates what we think the future holds, it animates what we do to shape and alter the future and influences those around us in the same way. We're in the middle of this. And this is what I think they're going to find out. I think they're going to find out the vote for Biden was made up of the dead and non-existent voters, which aren't allowed, by the way. And so he won't be able to do much. Only live voters count in real life. We're in the middle of a good fight. Never give up on a good fight. Never hamstring your will to fight on with pessimism. Back again in 21 hours. Tomorrow's going to be some fireworks. Never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.